Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day and a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 15, talking about a little bit of a loss, especially monetarily. A certain elderly man said to Rev Yirmiyah, the rabbis were sufficiently concerned about a substantial loss to permit contaminating Truma in order to preclude the loss. However, they were not sufficiently concerned about a minimal loss to permit this. Thus, although Rav Yeshua permits contaminating Teruma in order to save a reservoir of chulin wine, that's the sacred versus the non-sacred, he does not necessarily permit burning the tahor truma, the pure truma, together with the tame, impure, in order to save a bit of wood. And this is the notes pointing out, for this reason, Rav Yossi does not consider the case of chametz analogous to Rav Yeshua's case. Rav Meir, who does consider the cases analogous, holds that there is no rabbinical prohibition against contaminating truma that is about to be lost. He therefore permits burning the tahor truma, the pure ones, together with the tummy, even though the financial aspect is not a factor. The key point to focus on, though, for us, especially for me, is talking about the substantial loss, the minimal versus the major loss. You know, they talk about this a lot in halacha. They talk about this especially in the idea of basar b'chalav. If there's going to be a great loss, a great financial loss, there's going to be a hefsed maruba, you're going to lose a lot of money, then we're a little bit lenient in some cases, in some aspects, in some situations. But in general, in our life, we should weigh the offset against the loss. Pirkei Avos teaches us we should think about the mitzvah against its reward, against any loss, quote-unquote, any effort that might be involved. Think about how much greater the mitzvah is against any exertion or any loss, quote-unquote, you might feel. Hashem will get you back. I say this a lot on all the shows. Spend a little more on tzedakah. Spend a little more on chesed. Spend a little more on helping those around you. Be a little more generous. Hashem will get you back. Don't worry about minimal losses here and there. Of course, if it's a ton and it'll add up and break you, then we can't do that, God forbid. Major losses we should worry about. You know, you can't give 1/3 of your money to tzedakah. That's crazy. But Hashem asks for a tenth, and you could go up to a fifth. But even giving a ninth, I talk about this a lot, is not going to break you. Minimal losses won't get you. The Gemara here talks about minimal versus a major loss. We're worried about a major loss, so okay, don't give 300 grand in one sitting. But over your life, if you give a ninth instead of a tenth, you might be able to give 300 grand more than if you give that tenth. You think about how many years you're on this earth. You're on this earth 120 years. You start working at 25, and instead of giving $200 on your $2,000 check, you give $250. Over the years, maybe you could add up to thousands more dollars you give away. What amazing things. And that's minimal losses over your life. We're talking your minimal versus major loss. Think about what could be considered a minimal loss you don't have to worry about, and Hashem will get you back for tzedakah, for chesed, for mitzvahs, for taking care of Shabbos and Yom Tov needs. Hashem gets you back. And mitzvah Hashem. Hashem gets you back on the money you spend on mitzvahs. We believe with the emunah bitachon, Hashem will get it back to us. And we do our hashtalas. Of course, we can't break the bank. We can't go crazy, but we have to do what we can. Think about minimal versus major losses. No one's saying to sell all the shirts and all the clothing off your back to do so. But as the Gemara here talks about minimal versus major losses, think what you can give, what is considered even quote-unquote a loss, and you never really lose by giving. You never really lose by doing tzedakah and chesed, by being generous. There's no loss, quote-unquote, involved. But if you want to call it technically that you're quote-unquote losing money, I see. But we're talking minimal versus major, and understand that you're not really losing, you're always gaining. By giving to others, you only gain. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 16 here on the Audio DDD with Reb D.